basketball jersey.
You have all this potential, you know, like your whole life in front of you. And he's stuck in this shit school teaching the same shit history over and over again. If I had to do what he does every year, I'd probably end up hanging myself in the supply closet or something. I guess. The thought had never crossed his mind that a teacher might be jealous of a student. As a little kid, Peter had figured that once you reached a certain age, somebody just handed you all the knowledge you'd need in order to be an adult. But it turned out that wasn't how it worked at all. Peter's dad had recently admitted that even at the age of 52, he sometimes woke up with the absolute certainty that he was only 24, with his whole life still spread out before him like an untouched Thanksgiving dinner. It was just one of the many mysteries of getting older, along with male pattern baldness, midlife crises, and erectile dysfunction. Of course, the only alternative to going through all that stuff, to slowly losing your looks and your teeth and your hair and finally your mind, was to bite the big one early, which nobody wanted to do. Mr. MacArthur was bald. Maybe he had erectile dysfunction, too. And really, what right did Peter have to be pissed at some aging high school history teacher when his own life was so freakishly, criminally good? In his 3.5 years at Hamilton, he'd started on the basketball team 4 times. He'd been to state twice and nationals once. He'd lost his virginity to Stacy, been given a sweet Jeep for his 16th birthday, and ended up good and wasted at about 100 crazy fun parties. And now he was 18. In the fall, he'd be off to sunny California. Technically, acceptance letters wouldn't come until March, but the Stanford Athletic Department said he was as good as in. And seriously, how sick was college gonna be? Pledging some frat and playing ball all over the country and partying with his teammates and frat brothers every weekend? Stacy would be sure to get into SF State, so they'd see each other all the time. Then he'd go pro if he were lucky, or else get into coaching or something, and he and Stacy would get married and raise some kids and hit up Baja or TJ over Christmas breaks and buy a kick-ass summer place on Lake Chelan with a jacuzzi. That was what life was supposed to do, right? Just keep getting better and better? But Peter knew it wasn't like that for everyone. He watched the news, or at least saw it out of the corner of his eye when his parents turned it on. People starved. People lost their jobs and then their homes. People came down with messed up diseases and they had ugly divorces and their kids got in motorcycle accidents and ended up in wheelchairs. Maybe Mr. MacArthur's life had just been getting worse and worse since he left high school. Maybe he really was jealous. And if not, then what the hell point had he been trying to make in class?
Baby, stop worrying about it.
Stacy gave him a dry kiss on the cheek.
If I got all bent out of shape whenever someone didn't like me, I'd be like...
She thought for a few seconds, then shrugged.
I don't know, seriously bent out of shape.
Yeah, you're right.
Of course I am, and I'm also starving, come on.
It was Chicken Fingers Day in the lunchroom, traditionally a day of joy, because the Hamilton Chicken Fingers were mad good. Peter loaded up his tray with 2 paper boats full of them. A lemon-lime Gatorade, a chocolate pudding, an apple, a granola bar, and a finger bowl's worth of wilted green lettuce and shredded carrot. He crossed the lunchroom, catching sight of his little sister's newly dyed hair. The sink in their shared bathroom still looked like a leprechaun had thrown up and then died in it. She was eating lunch with her freak boyfriend over at the freak table. In his mind's eye, Peter could still see a younger version of her sitting next to him on the living room couch, playing with her Legos back before she transformed into something feminine and unfathomable.
Dude, you okay?
Peter looked up into the waving hand of his best friend, Cartier Stoffler.
I've already eaten like 3 of your chicken fingers.
Yeah, sorry, I'm having a weird day. Something a teacher said.
Were you in trouble?
Not like that. It's hard to explain.
Here's my trick with teachers, right? Don't ever listen to them in the first place.
Brilliant.
It's got me this far, he said,
then popped a whole chicken finger into his mouth. Peter laughed as convincingly as he could. Cartier was generally pretty good at cheering him up, but it was no use today. Mr. MacArthur's question had created a black hole that sucked in everything good around it. Or more like it made everything around it suck. Like, it sucked that high school was almost over. And it really sucked that Cartier had applied to WSU to study beer brewing instead of trying to go to college somewhere in California. They'd been friends since the first day of high school, so inseparable that Coach Dougie named them Cookies and Cream. Cartier, though black, insisted that he had to be the cream on account of his smoothness. They'd shared their first bottle of beer, their first blunt, their answers to homework questions, and even, for a few weeks in 10th grade, Amy Press